Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra.
Attention all radio listeners, here is an important warning. Bob Hope is on our program tonight. We may sing a duet. That's all, brother.
Gee, boss, you know, that's mighty decent of you warning them like that. It'll give them time to get out of the house and into the street. You're sure a right guy, boss.
Well, Marv, you know what my motto is. Quid non mortalia pectora cogis.
Well, what's that?
That's Latin for your father's mustache.
Oh, boss, you sure are a card.
I'm a card?
Yeah. Thin and square.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. It's that Bob Hope influence. Neighbors, I shall now sing. In other words, breathe heavily with a musical accompaniment. At Pied Pipers, I'd like to interest you in a half interest. Yuki will be very happy.
Don't forget tonight, tomorrow. Though we may be far apart, if you forget tonight, tomorrow, you'll leave me with a broken heart. Are your kisses only mine to borrow? Say you love me and you will be true. And don't forget tonight, tomorrow. Don't forget that I'm in love with you. Are your kisses only mine to borrow? Say you love me and you will be true. And don't forget tonight, tomorrow. Don't forget that I'm in love with you.
Has anybody got a match?
What's this?
Thanks. Now I can light an old...
Oh,
bowl.
Now, just a minute, Marv. Hold on. How come this second match strike?
Well, boss, the first time I didn't get a light.
Of all the... Hey, look out, Marv.
Oh! Burned right down to my finger, it did.
Okay, here we go again.
Thanks. Now I can light my old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra singing... And please, no unnecessary sounds from the F-sharp contingent... Frank Sinatra singing Black Magic.
I didn't make the F sharp.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers running up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down and down I go. Round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. 'Cause you are the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin that I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
Thank you, Axel Stardahl. A very fine and lovely arrangement of an expressive song. And while still under its spell, we would like to pay homage to another great song, which, like Perfect Love, is a beacon light of blazing silver, piercing the gloom of our darkest moments.
When clouds start to gather and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated? Light and OG.
Yes, light and old gold, for comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, old golds give you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra flavor, fragrance, and aroma, old gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier, friendlier smoke. Yes, light and old gold. And enjoy the sheer comfort, the unique pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated? Light and OG.
My, isn't that a beautiful song? You know, I just resent it so when people call it a commercial jingle. Why, that's no more commercial than the beautiful old song, Humor Esquire. But on we go, ever nearer to that fatal moment when Robert Hope, old Hook Horn himself, joins me in song. Pied Pipers, grab one off the top shelf and make us hear it, kid.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian, too. Neither doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean and a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor fowl, says a wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you to follow through. Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief
and his tomahawk
back to little rain in the face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. And confidentially I will say, I sent a note to the OPA. You gotta find us a place to stay. So you take your cue. Tell the doc to stick to his cycles. Tell the lawyer I'm liable to sue. Send the engine chief his tomahawk back to his powwahoo. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true, true, true. Anyone else could love you like I do.
Do-do-do-do.
Like I do.
Do-do-do-do.
Like
Thank you, Pied Pipers. Very solid indeed. And now we give you that famous character with the upswept nose, the pride of the G.I. Joes, the lad who knows every gal in Hollywood and gets nose from all of them, Bob Hope.
Thank you, Franklin. Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Say, she's an old one. Yes.
That's a little late, Mother, but you were in there. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Applehoney and a touch of rare imported Latakia Hope. Telling all you Bobby Sockers that if you'll use you-know-what twice a day, your teeth will be as white as Frankie's. Hey. Say, well, sir, here I am on the Sinatra Show, and it reminds me so much of the Old West. Yes, sir, the Sinatra Show, where men are men and women are out front screaming, got an extra ticket, got an extra ticket. I get a lot of screams on my show, too, but my network is complaining. It seems they don't allow mice in the studio. Frankie's program goes on at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and I don't know if these girls are anxious to see Frankie or not, but when I came in tonight, I saw an old gray-haired lady waiting in line, so I said, aren't you a little old to be a Sinatra fan? She said, well, I wasn't when I got in line. I wouldn't say that these... Come now, together. And I wouldn't say that these girls want to get a good look at Frankie, but one girl in the audience tonight is using a telescope. Nothing strange about that, of course, except this kid is in the front row. Yes, sir, last Friday, Frankie drove past Hollywood High School and forgot to wave, and for the rest of the day, 1,200 Bobby Sox flew at half-mast. That's down in through there. You know, they say Sinatra appeals to the mother instinct in girls. My mother never squealed at me that way.
Hey, Hope, hey, remember me?
Well, 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 if it isn't his nibs, Mr. Ribs. How are you, Dad?
Well, 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 if it isn't my old pod, Mr. Lard. Flip me some skin, boy. Flip me some skin, will you, old man?
What for? You can't fill up what you've got now.
Tell me, pot roast, what's up? Tell me, you been telling any new jokes lately?
Don't start anything you can't finish.
Why not?
Well, look what happened when your mother did it.
Since you asked me, Frankie, things are pretty tough in my racket. You know, the only thing that's getting a laugh these days is, that's a joke, son, that's a joke. Yeah, I know, Bob, but why don't you do like all the other programs are doing? First they steal it, and then they switch it.
Frankie, that line has been switched more than a bull's tail in fly time. More than a bull's tail in fly time.
Take last night, for instance. I turned on my radio, and this is what I heard.
Oh, Papa.
Yes, son.
Papa, tell me, what's a moron?
That's a jerk, son. That's a jerk.
5 minutes later, I tune in a Western melodrama. Percival Poison, the gimlet-eyed gunman, walks into Polecat Pub. There's a bulge in his hip pocket, and the bartender says,
hey there, Percival Poison. What's that there bulge on your hip, a shooting on? And Percival Poison says,
that's a joke, son. That's a joke.
So the barkeep says, let me have a swig of that there stuff, Poison. So he takes a healthy gulp and says, that ain't a bit strong, Poison. What is that there stuff? And Percival Poison says,
that's a Coke, son. That's a Coke. And then I heard a commercial.
So get the cigarette with apple honey. Old gold.
That's a smoke, son. That's a smoke. So, Frankie, you can see why I'm desperate. The gag business has fallen off to one joke. I need a fresh idea.
Got the freshest idea of the year.
Come up.
You go on the radio and tell jokes about me, see?
Uh-huh.
And I'll lay off eating for a few days and get weak and thin.
You look like a fugitive from Dick Tracy right now.
You mean I'm sort of a Diet Smith?
No, but Irma could use you in the other finger of that rubber glove.
Quit clowning, Hope. I'm offering to make you the inventor of the Sinatra joke.
It's a mighty generous offer, Frank, but who in the world would laugh at jokes about a skinny, run-down, emaciated, rickety, anemic, breathless little... Say, maybe you've got something at that.
I'm telling you, Bob, it's the freshest idea of the year. Now, how about it? Do you think you could make people believe that I'm thin and weak?
Leave it to me, Frankie. I'll tell them you put on a tweed suit and Lana Turner tried to knit you into a sweater.
How fresh.
I'll tell him when you were born, the stork didn't bring you in a bundle. He served you on a platter of meatballs.
How fresh.
I'll tell him you're so round-shouldered you use a horseshoe for a coat hanger. And I'll tell him you're so weak that you can't even handle your Rice Krispies.
My snap, crackle, pop? Why not?
The explosions blow you out of the kitchen. Frankie, the Sinatra joke will have unlimited possibilities.
A word of caution, though, Bob. You'll have to keep certain facts from the public.
What do you mean? There's a fresh line. Keep what from the public, Frankie?
Well, the fact that I only look thin, that actually I am wiry and made of iron.
I'll tell him you're wiry and made of copper.
Why's that?
On the side, I'll wrench you out as an extension cord.
How fresh.
But, Bob... I'm supposed to be with you. How fresh. Let's make it with two yolks.
We're not very well in unison tonight. But, Bob, one thing more. In writing Sinatra gags, never, never let the public know that I'm crowding 30 and developing a middle-aged spread.
You developing a middle-aged spread?
Well, take a look. Don't you think I have a little bulge right here?
Say. You do... You do have a little bulge at that. It reminds me... It reminds me of an air bubble in a tube of macaroni, believe me.
And chisel schnoz, above all, never tell the folks that I keep in grand physical condition.
You're kidding. You mean you exercise, Frank?
Just feel this muscle in my right arm.
Mmm.
But you never saw an arm like that before.
No, not since the last time I saw Margaret O'Brien in short sleeve. But seriously, Franklin, I don't know how to thank you. These new Sinatra jokes will revolutionize radio. Who knows? They may send Crosby's horses back to the glue factory. And Crosby's shirts to the Goodwill.
And High Time. And Bob, we'll carry over... And High Time.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Where you read it.
Yes, sir.
And Bob, we'll carry over the Sinatra joke into the musical field, won't we? You.
Me? Sir? Why, sure, that I will. And here's how it'll sound. Take it, Bone.
I got it.
Here we go.
Drop the net. Each time I see an elephant's proboscis... Or James Durante, that old nose colossus, and eagle's beaks on wings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Are you wearing your belt up here? What is it? Each time I see a straw that someone's sipping, or an umbrella that's all wet and dripping, and when a sparrow sings, these foolish things remind me of you.
I'm thin,
so thin.
What can I do?
I'm sure that you could use the weight that Bing can't seem to lose.
Gladly. Each time I see an egg.
We have rhythm now.
That ain't been hatched yet.
Each time I see a match that ain't been scratched yet.
The hair that once was Bing's. Remind me of you.
That's what we're shouting. These foolish things.
Remind me of you. There goes one of the big men in this country. Yes, sir, Robin. Neighbors, just before the broadcast, we were having a little argument about the ballad. I said, now take this thing you call the ballad, love set to music, that's all, and take this thing called love, a boy and a girl, that's all. So Marvin Miller said,
take this thing you call a cigarette, tobacco and cigarette paper, that's all. How is it that out of those two things comes the miracle of Old Gold's remarkable comfort and pleasure? Here's how. Old Gold does more to that tobacco and paper to give you more. Old Gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that make such a tremendous difference in your smoking pleasure. For instance, in Old Golds, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco, for extra flavor and richness. And in Old Gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Even the paper on Old Gold is a luxurious detail, for it's made from virgin pure flax converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. Try an Old Gold. See the difference in flavor, fragrance, in all-round comfort and pleasure. See exactly what we mean when we say, to get more out of your smoking, enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more. Old Gold.
You know, neighbors, every line of business has its own magazine. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the electrician, magician, and radio technician. And likewise, the musician. Anyway, I was thumbing through the B-flat section of the show business magazine, Billboard, last night, brushing up on my musical horses. And among those running well up in the money was... Symphony, symphony of love, music from above. How does it start? On the inside lane, running well to the front, and no surprise to you, I'm sure, is I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. And mighty big at the $2 window, a fast starter and a strong all the way. Hey, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And again, according to Billboard and Variety, too, no doubt, you can put a couple of scooties on this here one and know that two will get you four, because it's a sure thing. I mean, I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. One of the hottest tips around the Tin Pan Alley track is a steady little filly, very dependable these past several weeks. Kiss me once and kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this before, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. And hey, I got into page 24 of Billboard, and along with Long, Long Time, you know what's up there at the top of England's top 20? Bell-bottom trousers, coats of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too. But the point I'm leading up to is this one. Our boy Stordahl, our Surrey with the no fringe on top. Our boy Axel, he wrote a song, he did. That's what he did. In collaboration with Sammy, Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night in the Week con. And Paul Weston, Axel knocked out a ditty entitled Day by Day. And from the inside dope, they tell me it's going to be bigger than Van Johnson's trip in the East. Neighbors, Day by Day. Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day,
You're making all my dreams come true. And day by day, I want you to know I'm yours alone. And I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
Well, gang, like Bob Hope's yo-yo, what goes down has got to come up. And we've come up to the point where we've got to remind you all that it's time to
put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far.
Excuse me, Hay. I see Bob Hope is leaving. Say, Bob, what's the hurry, Dad?
Well, Frank, I'm going to a lecture.
What a coincidence. I'm going to a lecture, too, Bob.
Really? Who's talking at your lecture, Frank?
Nancy. And she's going to push in my laughing face. Who's talking at your lecture, Bob?
Dolores, and she's going to take a poke at my kisser, too.
You see, folks, we got home a little late last night. Good night.
Good night.
Bob Hope will soon be seen in the Paramount picture Road to Utopia. Next Wednesday, Frank's guest is Jack Carson. And remember, every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobacco is especially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. And say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.